Father, we recognize that as a country, our freedom that we have in this country, our freedom to vote, our freedom to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our freedom to worship together this morning, came at a cost and continues to come at a cost. Freedom around the world comes at a cost. And Lord, there are those who have died in service of this country and these freedoms that we enjoy here this morning. Those who have served, have given their lives, portions of their lives to the service of this nation. And so, Lord, we want to honor both the living and the past veterans of our military branches who have served faithfully this country, who, as Jesus said, show the greatest virtue, that they would lay down their life for their friends, that they would lay down their life for their nation and this home that we enjoy. So, Lord, we thank you for them. Lord, we pray that you would protect our veterans, those that are abroad right now, away from family, sacrificing, and some behind enemy lines, some in different parts of the country, doing all kinds of work. Lord, protect them. Be with them. Be with the chaplains who serve faithfully to these military members. Lord, that they would serve faithfully in sharing the gospel and being good shepherds to them. Lord, we also pray for those that have been injured, whether physically or emotionally, mentally, Lord, who have come back wounded from service, Lord, who struggle with different disorders or challenges now, many who suffer silently, feeling like nobody might understand them. Lord, we particularly ask that you would be with them. Lord, give them courage to face the challenges, Lord, that they would seek help. Lord, that we would find new ways that we can minister to them and encourage them. So, Lord, we pray that you would be with them as well. Heavenly Father, as we go in this service, we want to chase your vision. We want to follow your vision. You have gone out before us and showed us the way. And so, Lord, help us to follow where you are going. As we talk today about that vision, specifically the vision that you've given to this church, the ways that you're calling us to minister, Lord, may we be faithful to that calling. Use me and our team today as we talk more about that ministry and the ministry here of our church. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So today, as you heard Pastor Matthew share in the beginning, it's kind of a different Sunday as we are going to have a meeting at the end of this service. And we're using portion of the service to be able to address some of the life that's happening around this church. And so we're going to do that in the second half of the service. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the vision of our church. About 2 years ago, our leadership of our church, the ministry leadership team, and the deacons, we began getting together, praying about, discussing, how do we accomplish the mission of this church to introduce people to Jesus Christ, help them follow him? How are we going to do that specifically? Part of that process was determining, what are our core values? What are the things that this church cherishes, that considers most important, most critical, that sort of shapes the why behind what we do? Helps us, give us a foundation for what we want to do. And we prayed through that, we talked through that, and we came to a place of unity and alignment around 8 core values. I'll put them up on the screen so you see what they are. Back in the early spring of this year, we did a series called Sure Foundations. You can go and listen to that, that walk through these 8 core values. These 8 core values are also now out on our wall in the lobby, so you'll see those. These 8 core values, then, we began the next question that we asked is, what would it look like for Brandywine Valley Baptist Church over the next 3 to 5 years to pursue these values, to intentionally resource these values, to make decisions based on these values? What would our church begin to look like? Out of those discussions came really 3 areas of vision focus for our church. I want to share those with you today. The first area is missional impact. We're going to spend most of our time this morning talking about that one, but let me share the other 2 with you. Spiritual health is the second area. We have been talking about shepherding. One of our goals is to develop non-staff pastors shepherds who are leading along with our staff, doing the feeding and the leading and the nourishing and the discipling and the caring for our congregation. This is a major initiative for us in the coming years. Meaningful membership, that membership at Brandywine would mean something different than membership at the Y. Okay? That it's meaningful, you're involved, you have skin in the game, you're involved in the decisions, you're involved in the service to one another in our community. This is another initiative for us. And then also stewardship, biblical stewardship of our time, our talents, and our treasures. You're going to hear from Brandon Anches in the second part of this service a little bit about financial stewardship. These are important parts of spiritual health and a part of our vision focus going forward. And then lastly is hospitality. We believe that our building and our people should be used to welcome this congregation, to welcome the people from our community, a diverse group of people coming from our community into this building. We want to make sure from the parking lot to the pew that we are welcoming. And so we're talking through design and decor that's warm and welcoming and identifies who we are. We're going to talk about what a guest experience is like when people are coming here, how we're utilizing the space in our building. Are we utilizing it to its maximum ability? We're talking about audio and visual and lighting issues, technology. And I won't bore you with all those specifics. Some of you geeks that would love to get into that, come and talk to me. We'll talk more about what that could look like. But really what we want to talk about this morning is primarily the first one of these vision areas of focus. And that is missional impact. We're studying right now the book of 1 Peter. One of my favorite passages of scripture from this book is in chapter 2, verse 9. I'll put it up on the screen and it says this, "But you, church, you Christians, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light." I love this passage. What Peter is saying is, Christians, the local church, your job, your role in the culture is to proclaim. That word means to celebrate, to show forth. To show forth what? To show forth the excellencies of God. To put on a tangible, visible display of the greatness of God, the praiseworthiness of God. Really, I like to put it this way. Our job is to show off how awesome God is. That's our job. That's our job description. To show off how awesome God is to our community. We want God to be shown glorious in Wilmington, in our city. We want people who currently feel that nobody sees them or loves them to know, no, God sees you. God loves you. We want to show you that tangibly and practically. We want people who feel like their lives are broken because of challenges and things that they're facing to know the God who wants to restore them and can give them hope when they feel like life is hopeless. We have that God. We want people, as many of us have already known, we want people to know that no matter what you've done, how much you've messed things up in your life, that God is a God of forgiveness. Not just once or twice, he forgives you ultimately in Christ for eternity in unconditional love. We want them to know that love that we know, that forgiveness that we know. We want blue collar or white collar or any other collar to know that God has so much more for them in life than just the American dream and the rat race that they might be experiencing. This is the awesomeness of God that our community deserves to know about, that we get to participate in him declaring through us. This is our job. This is our goal. And so specifically, as a church, what does that look like? How do we do that? How do we carry that out at Brandywine? I want to just share three areas with you that we believe God is calling us to do this specifically. The first area of missional impact is ministry to marriages and families. You've heard me say before that instead of just being called the church next to the Y, we want to be known as a church who cares about people, that cares about marriages and cares about families. That if your marriage is struggling, if you need a place of support, If you want to, you know, train up your kids, you're not sure how. If your children are struggling, we want to be known in the community. We want the community to say, hey, I know a great place to go to. They really will help you with this. Go to that church next to the Y, right? Go to Brandywine. They care about families. They're going to help you thrive. And when they come, to be able to introduce them and point them to the one who offers the greatest hope in the world, Jesus Christ. Amen? This is what we want to do. Now, I think we're doing a pretty good job at that with our children and our students. Pastor Matthew McNutt with our student ministry, I think he's doing an excellent job. Christy Pulig, our director of children's ministry, doing a fantastic job. Their teams in having this be a church where the families, the children and students are thriving, where they're coming and receiving hope and building friendships. Come here on a Wednesday night if you haven't before. If you come here on a Wednesday night and walk through this building, this place is going to be teeming with life. Every nook and cranny of this building is going to have people, children, students, adults, helpers running around, really making this an awesome place to be, showing the awesomeness of God. They're doing an awesome job. Can we just thank them? Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Christy. And their ministries are growing, but more needs to be done with marriages. More needs to be done with the family unit. We believe that God is calling us to be part of that. Our flagship ministry at the center of this initiative is a ministry called Reengage. We've talked a little bit about this before. Pastor Todd Johnson is leading this initiative. And if you don't know, Reengage is a ministry that's designed to enrich marriages, to restore, sometimes even to resurrect marriages that you think are, you know, just done. This is a ministry aimed at those goals. We launched our pilot back in September, and this pilot had 21 couples, 42 people, and 8 leaders that were part of that. If you go to Reengage or you're a leader, just raise your hands just so people can see you. So there's some of them that are here. An awesome leadership team, great number of people that are coming out to that pilot. And we've been encouraged so far of what we heard from them. We did a midpoint survey. I just want to read some of the comments that were given. One couple said, it's so encouraging to be around other couples who admit their struggles. Makes us know that we're not alone in life's up and downs. And also, we bonded and got much closer with the other people there. Another said, we feel so fortunate to be taking part of this. Another who said, I think this is changing my life and my marriage. Another who said, keep up the good work. We can't wait to invite our friends. And that's the idea. We see this not just as a ministry to disciple and to enrich our marriages here in the church. Certainly it will do that. But as a witness, as an opportunity to proclaim the excellencies of the Lord out in our community. And so we think this is going to be used as an effective tool of impact for many years to come. This is part of what it means to be make missional impact through the vehicle of marriages and families. Second area, recovery ministry. We have been asking, what would it look like to make a dent in the addiction epidemic in our community? What would it look like to make a dent there? What would it look like to make an impact? Addiction to pornography, for one, that is tearing marriages apart, that's enslaving, I don't use that word lightly, enslaving many millions of people in our nation. What would it look like to tackle that issue? What would it look like to tackle alcohol abuse, substance abuse, like the opioid addiction? If you've been living under a rock, you might not know of this, but for all the rest of us, this is an epidemic in our nation. Delaware is actually among the highest of opioid abuse in the entire country. In the coming years, we believe that God is calling us to do something about that. It is our goal to begin a gospel-oriented recovery program here at our church that is addressing these issues. But also, we want to partner with Christian facilities, Christian rehabilitation facilities and ministries, because we don't think that this is something we can do by ourselves. The church has to come together, capital C Church, and the people of God to do something about this. About a month and a half ago, I went with Pastor Todd and Steve Anderson and Tim Santa Barbara down to Seaford, Delaware. And we went down to check out a ministry we had been hearing great things about, a ministry called Adult and Teen Challenge in Seaford. Many of you might have already heard of Adult and Teen Challenge before. It's around the nation. This particular one in Seaford is doing amazing things. A guy who's leading that initiative is named Bob Carey. And we got to spend time with Bob, meeting many that are there in this program who have graduated from the program and are now serving in this program now. And young adult after young adult shared how Christ changed their life, how they are currently seeking and living in freedom, that many for now years have been living in freedom from using substances. And this facility has one of the highest rate, in fact, it does have the highest rate in the nation for success. In fact, there are judges who are requiring or using Adult and Teen Challenge in Seaford as part of their sentencing. So to get these folks clean. This is an amazing ministry. And as we are touring the facility and just amazed at what God is doing in this place, we asked Bob, you know, tell us a little bit more of the vision. And Bob said, God has really given us a vision to have a second facility in Delaware. I said, well, where are you thinking? Guess where he said? Right in our backyard, right here, Newcastle County. He said, we really believe over the next couple of years that God wants us to have a second facility right here in the Wilmington area. And we said, Bob, guess what? God has been telling us the same kind of thing. He's been leading us as a church in the same direction. Would you pray with us that God might link us together, if that is his goal, and bringing a ministry like this in Newcastle County, and how he might use us as a church to be a part of that? This is just one of the ways we see God using recovery ministry and our church to tackle that issue. The third and the final area that I want to share about missional impact this morning is developing effective gospel partnerships in Wilmington. Let me just say it clearly. Success in our city, in Wilmington, is not Brandywine Valley Baptist Church getting bigger, building a bigger building, having a bigger budget, having more people. That's great if that's what the Lord does. But success in Wilmington looks like capital C churches partnering together, urban and suburban churches, working together for the sake of the gospel, growing together, being effective together in neighborhoods, at meeting the needs and loving people and sharing the gospel. This is success. So if revival breaks out down the road in another church, we should be clapping and saying, praise God, he's at work in our city. This is the goal. And this is the idea behind One for Wilmington, this partnership that we created between urban churches and suburban churches for the sake of the gospel in our city. We've done events together. You know, some of you have participated in our Good Friday services we've done together to celebrate the gospel. We've done prayer walks in the city together as churches. We partnered last year around this time, around Christmas time, to do the diaper drop. Remember that? Working with Lieutenant Daniel Seligman in the city to provide diapers to those that were in the city, had great need. And you all responded, the churches responded in an incredible way. We had over 60,000 diapers collected and given out in the community. There's communities that are now blessed because of that, still to this day, a year later, who are receiving diapers because of how much you gave. This is part of that kind of partnership. When I go down in the city, by the way, just kind of walk in the streets with Lieutenant Dan or other people, somebody will say, you're that diaper pastor, aren't you? Sure, yeah, I've been called worse, so let's go with that. We've done these kinds of things. In August, we did our second annual Community Day in West Center City, where churches come down to just bless and have an awesome time with the city. You see a picture here of a few of us that were a part of that event. About over 300 people came out to that event, right there from the community in West Center City. One woman was there with a couple of her kids, and she said that one of her kids asked, who are these people that put on this awesome event? And she said, they're church people who love us. Isn't that awesome? They're church people who love us. I love that because they didn't say any name of a church, just capital C, church people. That works for me, who love us because God loves them. This is the kind of thing that we want to do. I'll close with a story. I was talking to Pastor Derek Parks. He's one of the pastors you saw here in that picture. Pastor Derek is a pastor at Epiphany Church of Wilmington. He planted the church earlier this year. And we were walking the streets of West Center City and just kind of talking and praying together. I said, Derek, what would it look like to really partner together? What's your vision? What do you see in this city? And he looked over at a couple of the row homes that are just, you know, falling apart, dilapidated there in West Center City. And he said, my prayer is that God would give us a couple of those and build a ministry house or a couple of ministry houses out of there where it can operate in the city, where we can do resume help, we can do tutoring programs, we can do Christian counseling services for people that are victims of abuse or domestic violence or other challenges that they're facing. A place where we can disciple the next generation and lead, create leaders in the community. To be a spiritual triage center for that community so that this community would know God sees us, God sees you, and we see you too. We're here. We're here in the city. So Derek, that's exactly the kind of thing we want to be a part of. Now, just shared a few of the things, and I only have 10 minutes. I'm already past time. What will it take? What would it take to make that kind of thing happen? To have these kinds of things happen where we are declaring and demonstrating, showing off the awesomeness of God in our community. What would that take? Well, first of all, it's going to take prayer. It's going to take the church of God, the churches of God coming together. We want to organize some gatherings, prayer gatherings in early next year to pray according to this, to pray that God would do something like this in our community. It's going to take prayer, but it's also going to take your participation. You got to get skin in the game. You got to say, yes, this is my church. This is my capital C church in Wilmington. I want to be a part of this. You're joining, you're being a member, you're giving of your time and your talents. You're giving financially to invest, not just to give, but to invest in this vision and this mission that God is calling us to. Do you catch the vision? Do you want to be a part of that? I pray that you do. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, you have a grand mission. As C.S. Lewis often says, sometimes we get stuck making mud pies while there's a grand ocean out there just waiting for us and we're stuck in the sand. Lord, may we see your grand vision. May you choose us in this generation at this time to declare your excellencies. The one who has brought us out of darkness into the light. Lord, would you use us? Would we be so privileged for you to use us that we could say when we are, you know, talking to our grandkids one day, we got to be a part of that. We got to be a part of that. Lord, would you use us in that kind of way? Lord, would you protect us from ourselves, from pride, from sin? Would you keep us pure, our leadership pure, that the enemy would not get a foothold to put up a roadblock to what you want to do? Keep us unified. Lord, may your work done your way never lack your supply. Lord, speaking of that now, we turn to this grace of giving as we prepare to take up our tithes and our offerings. Lord, would you give to us so that we can give back to you? Lord, we can further your mission through these tithes and these offerings this morning, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. What's going on in the life of our church? And we're going to get to celebrate some of those. And so I want to invite David Cordray to come forward, and he's going to share kind of the start of this business portion. David is the chairman of our deacon board. So, David.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Such an exciting time to be part of the family of God and part of Brandon. Amen.
Amen.